a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chalais in for Jeff Kaplan. It's sunny and 55 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. There's a new COVID-19 variant that's thought to be more transmissible than the Delta variant. President Biden has restricted travel into the U.S. from 8 different African nations and is urging everyone eligible to get vaccinated against COVID-19, saying it's the best protection against the new Omicron variant.
I'm going to be putting forward a detailed strategy on how to deal with this new variant, and not shutdowns or lockdowns, but with more widespread vaccination and more boosters.
Health officials are still trying to determine if this variant spreads more easily or has worse side effects than other variants, but more transmissible viruses usually pack a less powerful punch. ABC News contributor Dr. Todd Ellerin says that means vaccines and boosters should still be effective.
In many ways, it seems to have stolen mutational highlights for a number of the previous variants, whether it's Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and even Delta. So when you combine those things, it does appear that this is going to be a rapid spreader.
The president says he will present a plan to fight the Omicron variant later this week. What should we expect with the new variant here in Utah? University of Utah health experts say the variant will likely hit Utah, and hospital contingency plans have been in place since the beginning of the pandemic.
I don't think there has been any sort of specific planning about this. We're geared up in general. We've been running, our medical intensive care unit has been running, you know, we're generally upwards of 95% since, you know, for the past several months. So I think we're just going to continue as usual and keep a close eye on it until we know more about the variant. But nothing specific has been planned, at least that I know.
That is Kathy Willits with U Health. Our top national stories from ABC News. Congress is hurtling toward a major deadline this Friday, which will force them to fund the federal government or allow a potentially damaging shutdown. But House Democrats today say they are working on a temporary solution.
House Democrats could introduce a temporary measure as early as Tuesday to keep the federal government running at least through mid-January. The stopgap measure would keep government funding at current levels and buy Congress some time as they juggle several deadlines, including one in mid-December, to raise the debt ceiling on default on the nation's bills. As for the government funding plan, federal agencies are expected to run out of cash by midnight on Friday. House lawmakers could vote on the temporary funding measure as soon as Wednesday and send it over to the Senate. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
Meantime, airports were back to pre-pandemic levels of travel over the Thanksgiving weekend.
At this time, any passengers flying?
It almost seemed normal at U.S. airports. The TSA says on Sunday, officers screened 2.4 million people, a new pandemic high. 21 million went through security checkpoints over the Thanksgiving period. That's about 89% of pre-pandemic levels. And while travel is strong again, there are worries in the industry that the Omicron variant will spook people away again. Alex Stone, ABC News.
If you're trying to get all your holiday shopping done during this Cyber Monday, you might want to hold off. Retail experts say big ticket items may cost less in the months ahead when the supply chain issues are expected to get under control. But Anya Kane with the Business Insider says there could be some deals worth shopping today.
this may be sort of a last chance for some people to get exactly what they want and when they want it.
President Biden said today the administration has worked with companies to ease the backlog of goods moving through the U.S. shipping ports, adding the amount of shipping containers sitting on docks for more than 8 days was down by more than 40% this morning. People turn to Utah County's mom-and-pop stores this holiday weekend. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
More families are traveling and spending their discretionary income. That's according to the president and CEO of Utah Valley Chamber of Commerce. He says revenues increased on both Black Friday and on Small Business Saturday over last year and believes it's a good indicator the economy is heading in the right direction.
Blair says while supply chain issues were discussed, most small businesses say they are more worried about the lack of help. The holidays are a time for joy and celebration with family, but they can also trigger stress and violence. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda has more on domestic violence in Utah during the holidays.
The Utah Domestic Violence Coalition says on their website that between 2009 and 2016, almost 23% of homicide victims were killed by an intimate partner, family member, or roommate, and that 39% of perpetrators had a history of domestic violence in Utah. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that 1 in 5 women and 1 in 7 men are victims of domestic violence nationwide. And according to AbuseRecovery.org, increased stress from finances along with the pressures of the holidays and strained family relations are what causes angst during the holiday season. Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Ricky Meese, are you seeing any early problems on the roads?
No, and Valley Freeway traffic, now that we've cleaned up a few earlier problems, looking pretty good as we start our Monday afternoon commute. We do have a traffic light malfunctioning in Weber County. It is a dark intersection in all directions, 30th Street at Washington Boulevard, so definitely use caution there. Play nice, drivers. Treat that as a four-way stop. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And still to come on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, Jeff is talking about how people were playing nice this Black Friday. More in his Minute of News. That's coming up next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.